Chapter 2. And the days of David gradually drew near for him to die, and he proceeded to command Solomon his son, saying, I am going in the way of all the earth, and you must be strong and prove yourself to be a man. And you must keep the obligation to Jehovah your God by walking in his ways, by keeping his statutes, his commandments, and his judicial decisions, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, in order that you may act prudently in everything that you do, and everywhere that you turn, in order that Jehovah may carry out his word that he spoke respecting me, saying, If your sons will take care of their way by walking before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there will not be cut off a man of yours from sitting upon the throne of Israel. And you yourself also well know what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to two chiefs of the armies of Israel, to Abner, the son of Ner, and Amasa, the son of Jether, when he killed them, and placed the blood of war in peacetime, and put the blood of war on his belt that was about his hips, and in his sandals that were on his feet. And you must act according to your wisdom, and not let his gray hairs go down in peace to Sheol. And toward the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, you should exercise loving kindness, and they must prove to be among those eating at your table. For that was the way they drew near to me when I ran away from before Absalom, your brother. And here there is with you Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite from Bahurim, and he it was that called down evil upon me with a painful malediction on the day that I was going to Mahanaim. And he it was that came down to meet me at the Jordan, so that I swore to him by Jehovah, saying, I shall not put you to death by the sword. And now do not leave him unpunished, for you are a wise man, and you well know what you ought to do to him, and you must bring his gray hairs down to Sheol with blood. Then David lay down with his forefathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David had reigned over Israel were 40 years. In Hebron he had reigned 7 years, and in Jerusalem he had reigned 33 years. As for Solomon, he sat down upon the throne of David his father, and gradually his kingship became very firmly established. In time Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. At this she said, Is your coming peaceable? To which he said, It is peaceable. And he went on to say, There is a matter I have for you. So she said, Speak. And he continued, You yourself well know that the kingship was to have become mine, and it was toward me that all Israel had set their face for me to become king. But the kingship turned, and came to be my brother's, for it was from Jehovah that it became his. And now there is one request that I am making of you. Do not turn my face away. Accordingly she said to him, Speak. And he went on to say, Please say to Solomon the king, for he will not turn your face away, that he should give me Abishag the Shunammite as a wife. To this Bathsheba said, Good, I myself shall speak for you to the king. So Bathsheba came in to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah. At once the king rose to meet her and bowed down to her. Then he sat down upon his throne and had a throne set for the mother of the king, that she might sit at his right. And she proceeded to say, There is one little request that I am making of you. Do not turn my face away. So the king said to her, Make it, my mother, for I shall not turn your face away. And she went on to say, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah your brother as a wife. At this King Solomon answered and said to his mother, And why are you requesting Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Request also for him the kingship, because he is my brother older than I am, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. With that King Solomon swore by Jehovah, saying, so may God do to me, and so may he add to it, if it was not against his own soul that Adonijah spoke this thing. And now, as Jehovah is living, who has firmly established me, and keeps me seated upon the throne of David my father, and who made a house for me, just as he has spoken, today Adonijah will be put to death. Immediately King Solomon sent by means of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he proceeded to fall upon him, so that he died. And to Abiathar the priest the king said, Go to Anathoth, to your fields, for you are deserving of death. But on this day I shall not put you to death, because you carried the ark of the sovereign Lord Jehovah before David my father, and because you suffered affliction during all the time that my father suffered affliction. So Solomon drove out Abiathar from serving as a priest of Jehovah, to fulfill Jehovah's word that he had spoken against the house of Eli in Shiloh. And the report itself came clear to Joab, for Joab himself had inclined to follow Adonijah, although Absalom he had not inclined to follow. And Joab went fleeing to the tent of Jehovah, and began to hold fast to the horns of the altar. Then King Solomon was told, Joab has fled to the tent of Jehovah, and there he is beside the altar. So Solomon sent Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go, fall upon him. Accordingly Benaiah came to the tent of Jehovah, and said to him, This is what the king has said. Come on out. But he said, No, for here is where I shall die. At that Benaiah brought word back to the king, saying, This is what Joab spoke, and this is what he answered me. Then the king said to him, Do just as he has spoken, and fall upon him, and you must bury him and remove from off me and from off the house of my father the blood undeservedly shed that Joab spilled. And Jehovah will certainly bring back his blood upon his own head, because he fell upon two men more righteous and better than he was, and he proceeded to kill them with the sword, when my father David himself had not known of it, namely Abner the son of Ner, the chief of the army of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, the chief of the army of Judah. And their blood must come back upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his offspring to time indefinite. But for David and for his offspring, and for his house and for his throne, there will come to be peace to time indefinite from Jehovah. Then Benaiah the son of Jehoiada went on up and fell upon him, and put him to death, and he got to be buried at his own house in the wilderness. Upon that the king put Benaiah the son of Jehoiada in place of him over the army, and Zadok the priest the king put in the place of Abiathar. Finally the king sent and called Shimei, and said to him, Build yourself a house in Jerusalem, and you must dwell there, and not go out from there to this place and that. And it must occur that on the day of your going out, and when you do pass over the torrent valley of Kidron, you should unmistakably know that you will positively die. Blood guilt for you will itself come to be upon your own head. At this Shimei said to the king, The word is good. Just as my lord the king has spoken is the way that your servant will do. And Shimei kept dwelling in Jerusalem many days. And it came about, at the end of 3 years, that two slaves of Shimei went running away to Achish, the son of Maacah, the king of Gath. And people came telling Shimei, saying, Look, your slaves are at Gath. Immediately Shimei got up and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to look for his slaves, after which Shimei went and brought his slaves from Gath. Then Solomon was told, Shimei has gone out of Jerusalem to Gath and is back. At that the king sent and called Shimei and said to him, Did I not put you under oath by Jehovah that I might warn you, saying, On the day of your going outside, and when you do go here and there, you should unmistakably know that you will positively die. And so did you not say to me, Good is the word that I have heard? Why, then, did you not keep the oath of Jehovah and the commandment that I solemnly laid upon you? And the king went on to say to Shimei, You yourself certainly know all the injury which your heart well knows that you did to David my father. And Jehovah will certainly return the injury by you upon your own head. But King Solomon will be blessed, and the throne of David itself will prove to be firmly established before Jehovah forever. With that the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, who then went out and fell upon him, so that he died. And the kingdom was firmly established in the hand of Solomon.